It's live cricket to get us underway for this hour. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins are up against the Momentum Multiply Titans. It is day two of their four-day series clash at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium. Unfortunately, day one was washed out yesterday, so the Titans were put into bat this morning by the Dolphins, and they've moved along to 312 for the loss of five wickets in their first innings. Deovalt Brevis is still there. He's 122 not out. The last wicket to fall was Rivaldo Munsami for 46. The men at the top of the order, though, for the Titans got them off to a good start. Joshua van Heerden made 52, while Neil Brandt got 43. The skipper amongst the wickets for the Dolphins, two went to debutant Banele Tele, one to Darren DePavillon, Okuhle Tele, and also Pranellan Subrayan. So heading towards the close of day two, the Titans are currently 312 for the loss of five wickets. And then it is almost toss time at Centurion. The Proteas are taking on India in the third of four T20 internationals. The series there is currently deadlocked at one all. The Proteas have improved throughout the series. They did lose quite heavily in Durban, but bounced back nicely down in Gqeberha to win by three wickets. Tristan Stubbs, the man getting them over the line. It is toss time there, and it looks like we are going to get the result of the toss in a bit. But we're going to move to some rugby news first. The Springboks head into their second match of their end-of-year tour with a pretty clean bill of health. They take on England at Twickenham. It's expected that the Boks will go with their strongest team for the clash. Fortunately for them, their gamble with the 7-1 split paid off last weekend, and team doctor Jerome Mampane said that things are feeling in place for the squad.
We came out of that one pretty much quite unscathed, and also I think the theme really that part of the planning was looking at was a lot of freshness. What we required, maybe medically, when you look at it scientifically, you want good fresh players. You want to make sure that you go into each contest as best as you can, or in the best shape that you can be in. And if you look at the year we've had with the number of injuries, you know, it's great. We've got a lot of returning players, Frank Mostert returning. So we're in a good space.
So just looking at that toss result, it was the Proteas who won the toss, and they've chosen to field first. The first ball will be at 5 p.m. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.